We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Tzadik Tesam Beis, and we start off a Mishnah Tzadik Tesam Aleph on the bottom. The new Mishnah Tzadik Tesam Aleph. Le'yamid Odom B'shus Yochid V'yishter B'shus Rabim. The person is very thirsty, and there's a bar B'shus Rabim, and he's in his house. He's not allowed to stick his head out of his house and drink in the B'shus Rabim. B'shus Rabim B'shus Yochid. He also can't stick his head out to the B'shus, he's in the B'shus Rabim. He sticks his head into the B'shus Yochid. He shouldn't do that either, because he might carry the cup back to him. The only way it's mutam can hitness roisha v'rubal makom shushayse. If he moves his whole body outside, then it's fine. When that geyser, he's going to bring it back in. And v'chein begas, the same halacha is by a gas, by a olive press, a wine press, the same halacha by a gas also. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to stand in the shushay yachar and drink the shushay rabim. L'chayra, it's not like the Mishnah before. The Mishnah before said you could stand in the Rosh HaYachid and Tal Tosh Rabim, or the opposite. Reisha Rabbanon V'Sefer HaMeir. So Teretz is, before it was according to Rabbanon, it was not Geyser. You're going to bring it in. And here, it's Rabbanon, it is Geyser, you're going to bring the water in. So what's going on? They're both Stam Mishnais. Both Stam Mishnais. One says Rabbanon or HaMeir, what's going on? Same Mishnah. Rav Yosef, B'Chafesim Shrichon Lev D'Vei HaKoyel. Of course we're going to Rabbanon. Here, why geyser? Even the Rabbanon agree by something that you need, your geyser. The Ikka Machlekes is where Meir Rabbanon is going a key to open the door. You don't need the key inside. You're trying to open the door outside. You don't need the key. Here, we're talking about water. You need the water inside. You want the water inside. You don't want to drink it outside. You want to bring the water inside to drink it while you're learning. So there, the zigzag, you might bring it in. And that's why here, the Kuliyama, you should not drink, take water out and drink, because you might bring the drink inside. This halacha is they now drink from one rishus to another rishus. It's only a rishus yachad to shirabim and a shirabim to shirachad. What about a karmelis? From a rishus yachad to a karmelis, or a karmelis to a shirabim? Where there's only the rabbanon. Do you make a gzeira, you might bring it in or not? Or on the other hand, they'll say it's a gzeira like gzeira. The whole karmelis is only awesome with the rabbanon. So you don't make a gzeira for the rabbanon? Eboyelu, karmelis mai. On my bai, he eats, same halacha, they both have a gzeira. You can't stand in a karmelis and drink in a rishus yachad, or vice versa. It's the same halacha, same gzeira. Amar Rava, he goofed gzeira. The whole reason why now I do that is not because meikar did. Only gzeira I bring it in. Vanan nekim and nixar gzeira gzeira. That's a gzeira gzeira. You don't make a gzeira gzeira. By the rabbanon, you don't make a gzeira for the rabbanon. Amar bayim na minilah. How do I know my halacha that itaka even by a karmelis make gzeira? So he says at the end of the mishnah, mektoni v'chein begas. The end of the mishnah said the same halacha is by a gas. By a gas is a press. So a press usually is less than 10 tefachim high. So it's like a karmelis. And says, I can't drink, the gas has wine in it, you want to take a drink of wine. So it says, you can't lean over your shiachah to the gas and drink wine. Ah, it's only a caramelist, the gas. So you see, even my caramelist is a gzeira. So it's hard to go right about it. Rav Amar, no, I'll tell you how to teach the Mishnah a different way. Rav Amar, we're not talking about the Issa of Shabbos here at all. I'm talking about Inyan Maisa. The halacha is that you're not allowed to drink wine until you take off Maisa, it's Tevel. But if you drink arai, the halacha is you don't have to take maaser, which means eating, like, it's very temporary eating, a very, like, not a kavua diga eating, then the halacha is you don't eat maaser. So, and the Gemara is going to explain this. Rav Amar, the Mishnah, v'chein maaser, v'chein Amar, Rav Sheshit, v'chein gas in your maaser. Listen to the Mishnah. Shoisim al gas, you're allowed to drink wine on the press and not take off maaser, bein bechamen, bein betzoinen. And the wine has to be watered down. So you can't drink straight wine, it's too strong. So even though you watered it down with hot water or with cold water, it's still potter from maaser. Because since I'm drinking it on the gas, it's not called a kvias, it's not called a real drinking, he holds that once you do meziga, you water it down, that's a kvias, and therefore you're chayiv. The Chomer said it depends. Al achamen, if you water it down with chamen, then you're chayiv. The reason is, like Rashi explains, because you're not going to put it back into the press after you water it down. So whatever you're drinking there, you're drinking the whole thing, that's a kvias. Al atzayin, if you put some cold water in it, you would very freely put it back into the press, and therefore it's not called a kvias, potter. Because you put back the leftover. Okay, so we have this Mishnah. What does it do to our Mishnah? This Mishnah is in Mesechtas Maaser. So very good. What does our Mishnah? So Rashi explains. Our Mishnah is going to go into Rav Meir, who holds that it's potter from Maaser in either way. Zok the Mishnah v'chein begas, it's only potter if you lean over it with Rosh Hashanah Verubai. But if you just drink regular from here, this Rosh Hashanah to that Rosh Hashanah, we're scared you might bring it back off the gas. If you bring it off the gas, that's a kvias. If you bring it out of the gas, that's a kvias. Like the end of the Rashi says right before the Mishnah, shouldn't stand only the Rosh Hashanah. You shouldn't stand on the karka of the yisht of a gas. Why? Because you're scared you might bring it back to the karka. If you bring it back to the karka, that's called a kvias. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. You ready, Moshe? The Mishnah's good? Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Koilet Odom min ha-maschila lamata miyud tochim. So I'll give a little akdama, what Rashi gives. In those days, the roofs were straight. They weren't slanty. So how do you get the water off the roof? It rains, you know, before you know it, you'll have a flood. So how do you get the rain off the roof? So the roof was a little bit slanty, and it had these little breaks in the wall around the roof, had these little holes. And it went in, it came out of there to drip down. Now they put like a gutter, a straight gutter, put it horizontally across the wall, and that caught all the water. And the water had a little slant, and the water then dripped down onto the street. And a real fancy guy had a tziner, which means he had attached to that horizontal pipe, he had a vertical pipe, and that went straight down. That was a tziner. So you have here a maschila, and you have a tziner. So the halacha is that there's two types of things. One thing called koilet, one thing called tsairif. Koilet means just to catch it. You don't by much put it by the tap. And tsairif means you put it right directly attached to the pipe. So it says in the Mishnah like this, koilet odam min ha-maschila l'mata v'yotvachim. A person is allowed to be koilet from a maschila, from this pipe, that's the horizontal pipe, l'mata v'yotvachim. When the horizontal pipe is less than yotvachim from the ground, he's allowed to catch water from there. But it's mashma, it can't be mitzarif. Tomorrow we'll explain. From a tzina, you even keep a mitzarif. You could drink anyway. So we'll explain as we see the Gemara. So now, that's poshut. When I catch something off the pipe, I'm zech not doing anything wrong. I am standing with Shirab, and that's just Yochid. But I'm taking it from the Makom Tor, because when it drips into the ear, that's Makom Tor. I'm catching something from Makom Tor. It's not a shayla. But it's mashma, daf koilet in. You can't be mitzarif. You can't take your cup and put it flush with the pipe and catch water. Why not? My timer. What should be wrong with that? What should be wrong with catching it straight from the pipe? So the Gemara, I'm talking about a maschila that's within three tefachim of the roof. The chol pachos begimel samach legag gag dami. Anything within three tefachim of the roof is like the gag, and it looks like that you are taking it straight from the gag, and you're being moitzi from the shiachas shirabim. Even though, even that midaraisa is not really a problem, because what am I doing? I'm just catching water that's dripping from shiachas into the air. I'm not doing anything. I'm just catching water from the pipe. But since the pipe is like the gag, and I'm putting my cup right there, so it looks like I'm taking it from the gag, and therefore, it's awesome. Tayna mahachi. Oymer odom shiachid. If a person standing on one shiachid, he can stand and pick his up a hand up. He can stick his hand up lemaila from 10 tefachim within 3 tefachim on top of the roof with koilet and to catch water. If he became mitzarif again, if it's mitzarif, it looks like he's taking from the roof to his cup. Now here, actually, we're talking about two rishus yachid. What's the problem? Can't one rishus yachid and another rishus yachid? So Tosis explains, if it's going to our mayor, we had in Perikol Gagas, and now like Harry, when they're born from one roof to another roof. Because it's 10 tefachim higher. That's why it was Al-Zgzer's tail. According to Rabbanon, there's an issa from one gag to another gag, Al-Zdirim. And according to Rab Shimon, the Kobi would talk about you want to take the water back into your house, therefore it's asa. But upon him, you see klar that mitzaref, when you put it directly attached to the pipe, that's considered like I'm taking it directly from the roof. Another bright, like that, Tanya Idoch, lo yamid odm shiachav, like be yod lamayla masar tefachim, lo pachas begim osavach lagag, pick up your hand above masar tefachim, within 3 tefachim of the roof, be a tzarif, have a koil to v'shoise, but it could be koil to v'shoise. So it comes out that by maschila, you are allowed to catch, but you're not allowed to attach it to the pipe. Now, even though the Mishnah said that the pipe was l'mat v'yotvachim, the halacha is, even if it's above v'yotvachim, I could catch the water, but I just can't attach it to the pipe. And the reason I can't attach it to the pipe is because it looks like I'm taking straight from shiachah to shirabim. Now, at Sinar, is a pipe that goes down. It's usually not within 3 tefachim of the roof. So there, I can even be mitzarif on it. And there, I even can be mitzarif. But we're saying now it's only if this pipe is not four tefachim by four tefachim wide. It's not. But if it is four tefachim by four tefachim wide, then I can't be mitzaref, because if it's in a case where it's four by four tefachim, so then it's a karmelis. If it's a karmelis, so I cannot be mitzaref and take from that, because it's a karmelis. But if it's less than 4x4, I even can be mitzaref. Now, if it's above your tefachim, even if it's less than 4x4, I can't be mitzaref. Otu, it might be 4x4, because then if it would be 4x4 and above your tefachim, it would be a reshus hayachid. So then, I can't be mitzaref. So, like this. If it's a tzinor, if it's lower than your tefachim, so then I can always be mitzaref. But if it's four, unless it's four tefachim wide, then it's a karmelis. I can't do it. But there's no gzeira to a karmelis, because even a karmelis is only the rabbanim. But if the tzinor is above your tefachim, I can't even be mitzaref to it, even, which means put a cup next to it, even if it's not four tefachim. Because otu, a case of four tefachim, which makes it a reshus hayachid. Actually, the Magen Rambam is a kasha. Why is a tzinor that's 4x4, that's higher, 4x4, why is it called reshus hayachid? I gedi and boikin boy. So I ain't shom there what the pshat is, so that's chur reshus hayachid. But he says a thing. But Lamaisa, Akapanam, what comes out just to see kum is that a maskila makes a difference higher than tvachim, not your tvachim. You always can be kailat, not mitzarif. And there is a way you can be mitzarif. If it's not within three tvachim of the roof, you can be mitzarif even by a maskila. A tzinar, you can be mitzarif if it's less than your tvachim, unless it's 4x4. If it's above your tvachim, you can't be mitzarif. Otu, if 4x4, what makes it a reshus hayachid? Zok to Mishnah Vaita. Bar b'shirabim. You have a bar, which is like a water pit in b'shirabim, v'chuyosu yigvay yotvachim, and it has a bank of yotvachim, which means it has like a wall around it, yotvachim. Chalon shal gabav, your window from your house that's on top of this, v'malam menav shabbos. You let it take water. You need water. You need a drink on Shabbos. You send your bucket outside the window into this bar, and you bring water into your window on Shabbos. And the Gemara will explain exactly what the chiddush is. A similar case, Ashba b'shisharabim gavoy yotvachim. You have Ashba b'shisharabim tun ten tvachim wide, which makes it a reshus hayachid. Chaloyin shal gabav shoyef mosayach mayim b'shabbos. You could spill from your window your dirty water onto this Ashba. Why? You go from reshus hayachid to reshus hayachid. Both these cases are reshus hayachid to reshus hayachid. So I think about Maya Skinun. What is the case of our Mishnah? Let's say the first case, we have a bar b'shisharabim. Ilem b'smucha, if this bar is right next to the house, within four tefachim of the house, lama lichol yoyod, what do you need a chol yoyod? Because the bar, presumably, is 10 tefachim deep. It's a shiachid. So what do you need a bank for? So it's 10 tefachim deep, it's a shiachid, and there's no rishis rabim between. Why not? Because anything less than four tefachim, even if it's in the middle of a street, can't be called rishis rabim, because people can't walk there. Since people can't walk there, so even at the chol yoyod, I could carry from the bar into my house. The bar was four tefachim away from the wall, so therefore it's a ksir shirabim that spot. And the time of the chol yoyod asara. So if it has a bank, that's asara. So when you carry from bar to window, you're always going above 10 tefachim. So you're out of the airspace of shirabim. You're through an airspace of makom patur. Therefore, it's mutter. Haleka cholya, no cholya, asara, no bank, asara. What happens is, kometaltum shishyachid shishyachid, you can metaltum from the bar of shishyachid to your house of shishyachid, derech shisharabim, through shisharabim. And that's also to do midrabbanon. You're not allowed to carry from shishyachid to shishyachid, derech shisharabim. It's only midrabbanon, but you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, that is the halach of our mishnah. Talking about this more than four tefachim way, therefore you need cholya yod. Dafka b'cholya yod, could you carry but without that, you can't, because you're going through the airspace of a shirabim. When it's a bank that's yod, it makes you go over 10 tefachim. Rabbi Yechonam, I fill it smucha. It's right next to the wall. What's the chiddush? Hakamash malon. This bar wasn't 10 tefachim deep. You needed the cholya to make it 10 tefachim high, the walls of the bar, even from the floor of the bar. And the chiddush is bar v'cholyasa mitzdarf la'asara. That the bar and its bank are mitzdarf to 10. Zot Gemara Vaita. Ashba b'shisharabim. You have a garbage dump b'shisharabim that's 10 tefachim high. It says you let it throw from your house to the ashba. What's the chiddush? The Gemara says a major chiddush. You're not worried, maybe the ashpa will be taken away, and you're not going to realize, you're going to pour onto it, and it's not going to be 10 tefachim deep. Frankly, Gemara, are we choshes for that? Are we not choshes for that? We're not choshes for that. We're not choshes to get smaller, and you're allowed to throw it there. We're not choshes? Gemara we had on Dav Zayin, there was a story with the Mavi that one side was the wall. A Mavi always has three walls. So the back wall was a regular wall, a conventional wall. But the two sides of the Mavi, one side was the beach, and the beach, the water, created a wall of 10 tefachim, and the other side was a garbage dump, a landfill was the other side. That was two sides of this Mavi. So the Shaila is a good Mavi because it has three walls. Let's read inside again. But one side had the water as the wall, the other side was the ash. Rabbi didn't say if it's mutter or asr. He didn't want to get involved. Why not? He didn't say it's mutter. Why? He was worried maybe the ashba will be removed and then people will be carrying without a wall. Or v'yala yam shirtoin. The water will have erosion on the beach of the water, and the wall will get flattened. But Islayama either the kai mechitzis right now is mechitzis. You can't say it's also yeah mechitzis. You don't want to get involved. But what do you see? You choishes shematanot ha'aspa. So how you like to throw something out of your window onto aspa? Why are you worried shematanot ha'aspa? More answers like kasha. Hadi yachid hadi rabim. One case is that the aspa belongs to a yachid. So there, that's the case of Rebbe. There was scared, the guy might decide, he doesn't want it anymore, he wants to move it. But Aswa the Rabbim, you want to move it, you have to go through a lot of red tape. It takes a while. And it's not going to happen overnight. And therefore, there's no chashash, Shemel to not the Aswa by Aswa the Rabbim. Something that belongs to the Rabbim, that was this Aswa in our Mishnah over here. To an Aswa of garbage that belongs to the Rabbim, there's no chashash, it might be removed.